Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're talking about the upcoming celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day at Cameron University, including a banquet and speaker presented by Cameron Campus Ministry. Our guest to talk about the event is Peter Macias, Coordinator of Student Activities for Cameron Campus Ministry. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, let's just jump right in. Tell me what's going to be happening this year with the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations here at Cameron University.
Excellent. Our 34th annual Martin Luther King event will be happening January the 15th on Martin Luther King Day, and it will feature President of Langston University, Kent Smith Jr., and a young, dynamic speaker. We're really excited to have him speak with us here. And Cameron Campus Ministry has been hosting this for the past 34 years in conjunction with Cameron University, using their facilities, the Rec Center, and also the MCC Ballroom, where we have a panel discussion. And that will be at 2:30 on the day of the event, which is Monday, January 15th. At 6:30, the event will host the banquet, and then our keynote speaker, Dr. Kent Smith Jr., will give us an address. And so we're excited to see what he's going to talk about as far as education in our state.
So how was Dr. Smith chosen to be this year's speaker? In years past, there have been civil rights icons, authors, people involved in various endeavors. What made him stand out?
Looking at Kent Smith's resume, we learned that he was the director of student affairs in Ohio University in Athens, which showed us that he had a really keen interest in the students, and I still believe so today, that he connects with the students. But we want to make sure that we get a speaker who not only connects with the students, but also comes from a history of the civil rights movement, or a generation at least past that. And so we're looking forward to hearing what Kent Smith Jr. has to tell us about education and the power of education.
Now, you mentioned this is the 34th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day event. How did Cameron Campus Ministry come to be involved with helping put on this event each year?
Cameron Campus Ministry became involved 35 years ago due to the climate in those days. We were just coming out of the civil rights movement, which this year marks the 50th year of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And so that tells us even 50 years later, his legacy still impacts us today. But we became keenly aware of the need for social justice and to keep our awareness going of civil rights, human rights, equal rights for all. And this event helps to solidify and unify that idea in our community. We even have a celebration day where the students go throughout the community and volunteer their time to clean up parks or to serve as in a soup kitchen or whatever happens to be going on in that day, and even a Martin Luther King week. But it came out of the civil rights movement is what gave birth to this event every year. As part of the event, we have essay contests for the high school students and for college students to submit essays that we read to let the students know this is still a subject worth talking about. It's still a subject worth tackling until we can get civil rights for all, human rights for all, equal rights for all.
You mentioned the student activities that also happen, and that's promoted by the university as the Day of Service. So let's dig a little deeper into that. How are students involved in the Day of Service? What sort of things do they do?
Most of our students belong to organizations on the campus who are made aware of this Day of Service, and they agree to volunteer. I believe last year we had close to 400 students who participated in the Day of Service, and it was just amazing. Of course, at the end of the Day of Service, they're exhausted. Some of them do return to go to the banquet that evening. Some don't, out of exhaustion for what they were doing throughout the day. But what's really exciting about that is that the organizations on campus can be included in this day besides what they do on the campus. And it's just great to add that facet to their agenda, that they can have a day of service with us and celebrate it with us. So we're glad that they're a part of that.
Well, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners about this year's Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations?
I believe that's everything we can say about it right
now. All right. Just everybody come out, right?
Yes, everyone come out. Thank you.
Peter Macias with Cameron Campus Ministry talking to us about this year's Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations here at Cameron University. Pete, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
The Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration at Cameron University, presented by Cameron Campus Ministry, will be held Monday, January 15th. A panel discussion will be held in the McCasland Ballroom in the McMahon Centennial Complex at 2:30 p.m. The banquet and speaker presentation will begin at 6:30 p.m. in the Aggie Rec Center. Tickets for the banquet are $40 for adults and $18 for students and are available until Monday, January 8th at the Lawton office of the NAACP at 1512 Southwest Washington, Bethlehem Baptist Church at 7th and Arlington, and at Cameron Campus Ministry at 4121 West Gore. For more information about the celebration, visit cameron.edu/MLK celebration or call Cameron Campus Ministry at 580-699-2004. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.